AP News for Friday, July 22nd. I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden's COVID symptoms improve.
I'm feeling much better than I sound.
President Joe Biden and the White House painted a picture Friday of the 79-year-old president still at work despite being diagnosed with COVID-19 one day earlier. But during a video conference with his top economic team,
this is the 38th day in a row of declining retail gas prices.
Biden's illness was evident. Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator.
The president is doing better. He slept well last night. He ate his breakfast and lunch.
Biden's doctors say his COVID symptoms are mild and he is responding to treatment. The White House says none of the 17 people determined to have been in close contact with Biden when he might have been contagious have tested positive. Biden will be in isolation in the White House living quarters for 5 days. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Ships full of Ukrainian wheat and other grain may be safely sailing across the Black Sea in the next few weeks after Ukraine and Russia sign a UN export deal. Longtime ally, former President Donald Trump found guilty of contempt of Congress.
A jury in the nation's capital convicted Steve Bannon for defying a congressional subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The jury of 8 men and 4 women deliberated for just under 3 hours before returning the verdict. Bannon was convicted on 2 counts, one for refusing to appear for deposition, the other for refusing to provide documents in response to the committee's subpoena. Trial lasted around 5 days in federal court. Bannon faces up to 2 years in a federal lockup when he's sentenced. Each count carries a minimum sentence of 30 days in jail. Norman Hall, Washington.
2 babies were killed when a huge tree crashed into a home during a storm in Birmingham, Alabama, Thursday. Flash flooding killed 2 people in an area of northern New Mexico hit by wildfires in the spring. This is AP News. The lead Republican on the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot, Wyoming's Liz Cheney, is bracing for a tough primary next month.
Cheney has spent most of her time about 1,600 miles from home.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
Cheney's focus on Donald Trump is not going over well in Wyoming.
Tell you what, I voted for Cheney when she ran last time, and I won't vote for her ever again.
James King is a political science professor at the University of Wyoming.
One challenger emerged as the principal challenger, and that is Attorney Harriet Hageman.
Virginia Torres, for one, is voting for Hageman.
She isn't one that is taking things personally in a less mature way.
There is growing belief by Cheney's team she may be in a stronger position for the 2024 race for president. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.